He said, Bill, people like you and I that have become absolutely powerless over alcohol, if we are to recover from that condition, we're going to have the aid of a power greater than human power. He said, we've tried the doctors, we've tried the ministers, we've tried all human sources, and none of them have worked for us. And if we're to recover, it's going to have to be based upon the aid of a power greater than human power. And he said, I've been attending meetings with a group of people called the Oxford Groupers. And they told me that if I could have a vital spiritual experience, that during that vital spiritual experience, I would find the power greater than human power. And then through that power, I would be able to overcome my alcoholism. And he said, they also, Bill, have promised to me. They gave me a little program of action. And they promised to me that if I would apply that program of action in my life, that I would have that spiritual experience, that I would find that power greater than human power, and I would be able to recover from alcoholism. And he said, look at me, Bill. It's been 2 months since I've had a drink. And this made a great impression on Bill. He knew Abby Thatcher, and he knew how Abby drank. And he knew that if Abby was staying sober, some power greater than Abby had to be working in Abby's life. And it just turned out Abby gave him two pieces of the information necessary to recover. He gave him first the idea of the need for the vital spiritual experience, finding of the power greater than human power, which turns out to be the solution to alcoholism. He also gave him the practical program of action that if he would apply it in his life, he would find that power. So two things that Bill had to know came from Abby: the solution, the vital spiritual experience, and the program of action necessary to have that spiritual experience.